Ian raining itself out. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The storm that landed as a hurricane twice in the U.S. has now been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone, bringing heavy rains to parts of Virginia. Ian landed as a Category 1 hurricane near Georgetown, South Carolina, midday Friday, battering the state's coast as far north as Myrtle Beach.
They really got hammered. It was the highest storm surge, we think, since Hurricane Hugo 33 years ago in Garden City, Pawleys Island, and those sorts of places.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace, at least four iconic South Carolina ocean piers were lost in the storm Friday afternoon. There are now at least 30 people known dead from Ian, 27 of them in Florida, where search and rescue efforts continue and some basic services are returning.
As they bring back online things like the gas stations, those fuel stations are immediately inundated with customers ready to get fuel. Every time a new gas station is brought online, the lines are around the block. And so there's a lot of immediate need here for fuel as more and more people are coming back to see what is left, in some cases, of their homes.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley near Fort Myers, Florida. The power is beginning to come back on. More than 1 million Florida customers have their power restored. 1.3 million customers still in the dark. And in South Carolina, more than 300,000 customers have lost power. Florida's Governor DeSantis with a warning to those who would prey on others' misfortunes.
Don't even think about looting. Don't even think about taking advantage of people in this vulnerable situation. And so local law enforcement is involved in monitoring that.
And the governor reminding would-be looters that Florida is a Second Amendment state. Just in time, the House passed a stopgap spending bill Friday to keep the government in business until mid-December. It also provides billions of dollars in aid to Ukraine and more money for disaster relief. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beginning today, people in Virginia can sign up to vote at the last minute.
Same-day voting registration takes effect today in Virginia. The new law in the Commonwealth aims to give more people more time to register to vote. Typically, voter registration deadlines are weeks before Election Day, early enough to allow one to register and vote early. The change this year comes in time for Virginians to sign up on this year's November Election Day, in which Virginians will pick U.S. House members in the midterms. Virginia's Department of Elections has specific instructions on their website. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The U.S. Army says it fell 25% short of its recruiting goal for the fiscal year that just ended. That's about 15,000 fewer soldiers than it was counting on. The Army Secretary blames the tight jobs market and says they'll fill in with the National Guard and Reserves. The other service branches met their recruiting goals, but not by much. Navy veteran and former President Jimmy Carter, the longest ever U.S. president, longest surviving U.S. president, celebrates his 98th birthday today in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. Mr. Carter was elected in 1976, lost the 1980 election to Ronald Reagan. They're putting more green in the Green Mountain State starting today.
Vermont has legalized recreational adult marijuana sales, and three dispensaries were ready to open today. A fourth has a permit to do so, but is, according to the AP, not yet ready. While lawmakers voted to make adult recreational use legal in 2018, making it the first state to legalize it through the legislature rather than through a ballot initiative, it took several years to come up with a framework to move forward with sales in stores. In April, the state's Cannabis Control Board began accepting applications for different license types, including cultivators, manufacturers, and retailers. Vermont is now one of 15 states with legal adult recreational sales, though sales have not yet begun in four of those states and Washington, D.C.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.